You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Earlier this month, the Milwaukee County Board voted unanimously to create a Bureau of African American Affairs aimed at reducing racial inequality and segregation in the area.
Milwaukee is home to the largest community of African Americans in Wisconsin, a state that stands out nationally for big racial disparities in measures of education, health, and the economy.
Wisconsin has the highest rate of black male incarceration, the widest academic achievement gap, and the highest black unemployment rate in the country.
There are now moves to create similar African-American affairs committees on the city and state levels. Here with us now to talk about the bureau set up by the Milwaukee County Board is Supervisor Khalif Rainey, the author of this legislation. Khalif, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, take us back to the beginning. What gave you the idea to set up this Office of African-American Affairs?
Well, you know, in college, I worked in the Student Life, Student Affairs Department while I attended Southern University Historical Black College in Baton Rouge. And, you know, it was a moment when I thought to myself, wow, how helpful an office on African-American affairs would be to the African-American people here in Milwaukee County, where, as your intro shared, you know, we have the shameful designation of being the absolute worst place in America to be in related to many metrics. So I looked into it, and lo and behold, you know, there were offices of African-American affairs in the state of New Mexico, in the mayor's office in Washington, D.C., and there were several commissions around the country. So what I did was I looked at what they did, and I kind of customized the legislation to be applicable to what the needs are here in the African-American community of Milwaukee County, which are, you know, small business creation, you know, incarceration, education. You know, many of us are aware of these shameful statistics, but you know, for us, the African-American people, this is life. You know, this is a reality that we wake up to every day. We actually reside in the absolute worst place for African-American people to live. And I think this is an opportunity for us to really reverse some of those statistics. And I'm excited about the office and the prospects of it.
Now, this has passed the county board there unanimously, as I understand. The county executive there, Chris Abley, is in favor of this. So once it's up and running, what does this look like? Who is on this office? Who's working this office? What does it do?
Right now, I have acquired a position for a grant writer within the office. I think it's extremely important that here in Milwaukee County, we have a concerted, deliberate effort to go and pursue grants and endowment money. You know, during my conversation with the research analyst here in Milwaukee County, Ms. Erica Hayden, you know, we discovered that there wasn't a streamlined grant writing process here in Milwaukee County. So there was opportunities that Milwaukee County may have been eligible for in regards to these statistics that we weren't pursuing. So a grant writer, we have to have a leader in that office. And through the budget process, I have obtained $300,000 through a budget amendment for seed money for operating costs. You know, but I've asked the county executive to match that contribution in some form, provide a resolution when he returns his plan to at least allow the office to start with enough money where we can actually attract the talented leader for that office who could come to the table and speak on behalf of African-American people, you know, speak on policy. You know, one of the major pieces about the office is speaking to regard policy. You know, imagine if we had an office on African-American affairs at the state level where we could have spoke to some of this legislation that's had a damaging impact on the lives of African-Americans. You know, those are two of the purposes of the office. You know, here in Milwaukee County, we have jurisdiction over many of our cultural amenities, our cultural assets. The preservation of the culture and the heritage of African-Americans is extremely important as well. So this can be a conduit. This could be a hub. This could be a concerted, concentrated, deliberate efforts to actually reverse these statistics. And, you know, I'm hopeful it could become a model for other communities of colors around the country.
Now, there are a number of nonprofits and volunteer groups in Milwaukee County and elsewhere, for that matter. Do you see this as kind of a partnership with them in the future?
You know, one of the things I didn't foresee, you know, when I was developing the policy was the response from the greater Milwaukee community. You know, I kind of just had African-American people in mind. I think that many African-American elected officials, you know, in their pursuit of service, during their service, you know, whether it was the Reconstruction era, whether it was Jim Crow era, you know, we're fighting here, carrying on that mantra, you know, fighting for equality, fighting for justice. You know, so I think that all of us have in mind that we want to do something impactful, you know what I'm saying, for African-American people. So, you know, there's been a groundswell of support. You know, I've seen members from the business community come to the table and express interest. That's something I didn't foresee. You know, individuals who are developers. They're interested in pushing this office to integrate, you know, some of those neighborhoods in Milwaukee County, be it New Berlin, be it Oak Creek, be it Franklin. Maybe this is an opportunity that we can address those segregation issues here in Milwaukee County. So there's one thing I recognize is that this office will take the shape of many things that I did not foresee, you know, in the future. And I'm excited to see the response from the community and have everybody joining together to make this thing valuable to our community.
Talking to Khalif Rainey, he's a supervisor on the Milwaukee County Board. He was behind legislation. He wrote legislation creating an Office of African American Affairs there in Milwaukee County. So there's a big list of problems this new office could tackle. Khalif, what are some of the biggest challenges? What do you think is at the top of the agenda when it comes to problems that need solving?
You know, for me, I really truly believe that, you know, employment is one of our major issues. You know, we here in Milwaukee, at one point in time, we actually was the best place in America for African Americans to live. You know, we had a manufacturing industry where, you know, you can go follow high school and make $50,000, $60,000 a year. You know, right now we don't have that. There's been a decimation of the manufacturing industry and a lot of people are out of work. I think this could be an opportunity for us to examine things, build partnerships, find opportunity to bridge gaps and put people back to work. To me, that's a priority. You know, secondly, leading the country in incarceration. Like, you know, a good friend of mine, Wayne Ford, a state representative in the state of Iowa at one point in time, he introduced a piece of policy called a minority impact statement. Because at that time, Iowa led the country in incarceration, and it was something that all the people of Iowa agreed. It was shameful, regardless if you were black or not. On a humanitarian level, it was shameful for the state of Iowa to have that distinction. So I'm hoping that the people of Wisconsin agree and feel the same way. You know, this is not something that we want to be known for.
So what kind of things, you mentioned a positive response from the business community, some other place you didn't expect. How about your fellow supervisors there? Were they approved this unanimously? What kind of things did you hear from them?
You know, I think that legislators in the state of Wisconsin, you know, be it here, my colleagues on the Milwaukee County Board or the state reps or the common council members, I think many people have been thinking hard on how we can address these issues. You know, and I do think there's efforts within government, but they're fragmented. Here in Milwaukee County, we have an opportunity to put it all together under one roof and be very deliberate with what we do. You know, I think there's an excitement. I think that there is an interest in the policy here in Wisconsin simply because no one has really figured out how to begin to tackle the issue. And I think that here in Milwaukee County, we put together some policy and we've unanimously supported. And I think although here in Milwaukee County, we're considered, you know, almost a lame duck body of government, I think with this policy, we've really demonstrated our strength despite Act 14 and demonstrated to the entire state that as a county supervisor, you can really make productive policy and show leadership to an entire state.
Sometimes when a government agency sets up an office, the public might be skeptical, thinking, oh, great, you've created a little bit of bureaucracy. Is this really going to affect my life? How do you respond to that kind of skepticism that might emerge?
Well, you know, I actually experienced that skepticism from African-American people themselves. You know, when you discuss, you know, government and African-Americans, you know, it was slavery itself that was a policy. And it took an act of policy to reverse that. So, you know, I had a conversation with one of my advisors at one point in time, and he shared with me, you know, that, you know, doing my service, you know, I'm going to have to prove myself because in many scenarios, all those before you were liars and thieves. So there's a skepticism amongst African-Americans as well when it comes to the Office on African-American Affairs. What I could tell you is this, is that us sitting back doing nothing is definitely not the solution. You know, whether it be health, African Americans, adults are the absolute most obese in the country. You know, the litany of issues that have given us the distinction is beyond, you know, just job creation. You know, there's many ways in which this office can make an impact. And if you could demonstrate that a group here in Wisconsin is at more risk than African Americans are, then I certainly will be all on board with you as well to create an office for their needs.
We're talking to Milwaukee County Supervisor Khalif Rainey about the approval of an Office of African American Affairs in Milwaukee County. He authored the legislation that passed unanimously earlier this month.
And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you support the creation of an Office of African American Affairs on a state or a local level? And what kinds of issues do you think an office like that should take on? You can call at 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation with Milwaukee County Supervisor Khalif Rainey about the approval of an Office of African American Affairs in Milwaukee County. He authored the legislation that passed unanimously earlier this month.
You could join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Are there groups in your community tackling racial inequalities or segregation? What questions do you have for Khalif Rainey about how this office might work? What should be the top priority at the city, county, or state level when it comes to issues of racial inequality? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Khalif, you mentioned briefly earlier that this is in the county, at the Milwaukee County level. There's talk of similar efforts at the city and state level. Can you tell us about those?
Sure. You know, when I developed the policy, I thought it was important that we have it at every level of government where, you know, the concentration of African Americans happen to be here in Wisconsin, that being Milwaukee County and that being the city of Milwaukee. And with that being said, I recruited Alderman Willie Wade, who will be introducing similar legislation to create an office at the city level. I've also recruited State Representative Leon Young and State Senator Lena Taylor to introduce the legislation at the state. You know, there's been some questions, you know, as to how these offices will work in concert and if there's actually a need for three offices, such as an office on African American affairs at those levels of government. You know, I think it's important at the state level that, you know, we provide protection for the African American people of, say, Madison or Beloit or, you know, Racine. You know, here in Milwaukee County, we'll have it in the city of Milwaukee. Hopefully they'll create it. But at the state level where, you know, some of the policy that has really had a negative impact on African Americans, I think it's very critical that you have an Office of African American Affairs there, you know, to have a role in the shaping of policy and programming and et cetera. So, you know, Alderman Willie Wade will be introducing that legislation soon. Representative Young will be bringing forth his version of the legislation, and, you know, I will be present at both of those occasions and making sure that, you know, I let them know the importance of this legislation and exactly what I had in mind when I authored it.
When it comes to issues of race, there can be a big partisan divide over how to handle these issues, the extent of problems on the one hand, what the right solutions are on the other hand. To get something like this at the state level, you need cooperation across party lines. Do you think that there's common ground, things that people from both sides of the political fence can agree on, work together, actually get something done?
You know, I truly believe that here in Wisconsin, this is the issue of our time. You know, I don't see any issue more important to the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, the state of Wisconsin, than the issue of the quality of life for African Americans here in our community. You know, much of the state goes the way of Milwaukee. You know, Milwaukee, we are the economic engine of the state, and, you know, the entire state, you know, depends upon our productivity and efficiency. So, and beyond that, you know, we're just speaking on a human level, you know, like many of us are aware of the statistics, and it's a shame, you know, but for us, it's a reality. This is something that we wake up to every day and we live, you know. Those statistics, I know the faces of those people, you know, that's my brother, that's my sister, you know, that's my neighbor, you know, these dreams deferred and these realities shattered. You know, we have to do something about that, and I think that there is a common ground, there's an opportunity for people to come together and see eye to eye in the creation of such an office. So I'm hopeful that at the state level, we can, despite the politics, we can get it done.
Talking to Khalif Rainey, he's on the Milwaukee County Board, talking about legislation he authored creating a new Office of African American Affairs. To your calls now at 800-642-1234. If you're from the Milwaukee area, what do you think of this idea? What should be job one for this Office of African American Affairs in Milwaukee County? I will go now to Walter with us in Madison. Walter, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Khalif, I just wanted to make a comment. I think that it's outstanding, the plan that you've put together. I think it's much needed for the folks in the African-American community to have a voice and a point of focus. I don't know why someone hasn't thought of this earlier, and absolutely it should be, get put together on the state level as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I truly appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Walter, thanks for that call. And Walter, calling from Madison. Khalif, have you heard of other cities or counties in the state maybe following your lead here?
You know, I'm aware of some efforts to create offices of equality, offices of justice, you know, for just for, you know, humanity issues. But I thought it was important considering the dire need, you know, for the African-American people of Wisconsin, that we had something specific, you know, to address the concerns. And it's my hope that at some point in time, you know, we can dissolve this office. It's no longer needed. You know, we've actually reversed these statistics, and, you know, we no longer need this office. So, you know, at this moment, you know, I think it's imperative that we begin to tackle these issues very deliberately, and that's what this office calls for.
We had a call from Evan in Milwaukee, and he was wondering if the schools are going to be a part of this effort, how young people and their education might be a part of this Office of African American Affairs.
Absolutely. You know, education is certainly a priority of this office. It's one of the metrics that we have established as one of the major concerns. You know, the statistics as it relates to education, as far as suspension and the disparity between the African-American student and the white student, you know, it's shameful. The onus of the actual development of the Office of African-American Affairs, and I think this is important that the public be aware of that, is on the administration. You know, I'm a policymaker. I make policy. I say, hey, this is a good idea. I think this is a policy we should adopt as Milwaukee County. Now, the administration is the Abley administration. Now, Abley has to implement the process, the policy, you know, engage stakeholders, figure out how to make it workable with what Milwaukee County already is and make it an asset to our community. Now, I can make wonderful policy, but if the follow-through isn't there by the administration, if the resources, the funding isn't there, you know, then it's just going to be all for naught. So I hope that the county executive engages the public. I think it's important that the public has an opportunity to have a say-so and be aware of exactly how this office will work and how they can use it as a resource in their community. So I'm looking forward to hearing what his plans are. He intends on providing the county board with a blueprint as to how he plans on implementing this policy within 45 days. So I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Well, these problems aren't going to be solved overnight, obviously, but let's take you ahead 2 years from now. Say, at that point, what would make you say, okay, this has been done right, we are on the right track with this office?
You know, again, as I've shared in the past, you know, I don't think this is a magic bullet. You know, I think when you consider the history of African Americans in this country, you know, we didn't get into this situation overnight. But I hope that within a couple of years, we can look at the work that we're doing. You know, we can examine it and see where our shortcomings are and where we have really demonstrated, you know, a benefit to the community. You know, one of the things I'm most excited about with the office is a grant writer who has the sole mission of pursuing grants, endowment money on behalf of the mission of the office. That's something that we don't have here in Milwaukee County. You know, a lot of things were being overlooked. You know, not having someone at the table having a role in government advocating on behalf of the African Americans as it relates to the Milwaukee County toolbox, whether it be our bus system, whether it be transportation, we need to have more routes going to these jobs, whether it's within our park system. You know, we have some shortcomings with hiring. We could do these things to present youth with job opportunities, whether it's at our cultural amenities. We need to have better African-American art exhibits at the art museum. I think this office could be an asset and a value in many different ways.
And briefly, as we wrap up, are you hoping that the public gets involved, community members?
Definitely. You know, and I've received many phone calls, emails, you know, from community members who have an interest in the office. You know, I think there's opportunity for us to engage organizations such as the Wisconsin African American Law Association. You know, maybe work with them to address some of the legal issues here in Milwaukee County. So I think that, you know, it needs to be a public process where we all come together and figure out how we all can work together to make this office a real asset to our community.
Khalif, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
We've been talking to Milwaukee County Supervisor Khalif Rainey about the approval of a new Office of African American Affairs in Milwaukee County. He wrote the legislation that passed unanimously earlier this month.